This is KUNM. I'm Sarah Trujillo. Over the years, New Mexico's resources for human trafficking victims have begun to reach more and more people. As Public Health New Mexico's Mayor Ortega reports, the state still has a long way to go to help survivors. And just a quick note, this story might be triggering for some folks.
There's been a growing awareness of human trafficking, how to spot the signs, and where to get help in recent years. Shelley Rep says that may have contributed to an almost 50% increase in people coming forward in New Mexico. She's what's spoken for and works with human trafficking survivors in Albuquerque.
We'd have a few clients here and there over the years, and then all of a sudden last year, we had 19 clients that we were working with. That was a huge, that's almost a 50% increase.
The trauma survivor's experience is unique, and so counseling and medications have to be tailored to their needs, Rep says. Women's shelters can sometimes make things worse because not everyone understands what it's like to be trafficked.
When you look at this, it's almost like this perfect storm of difficulty to try to be able to help our clients.
Advocates say it's rare for survivors to escape from traffickers who force them into sex or labor. Nationally, the percentage is in the single digits. In New Mexico, they say just 1% of survivors escape. And once you get away, that doesn't mean you're home free. I spoke with a woman in her 30s who's recovering from being trafficked. She says she escaped several times and her trafficker would always find her, threaten her family, and force her to come back. We're not using her name or her voice in the story because she's worried that he'll find her again. I interviewed her in Spanish.
¿Por cuánto tiempo duró tu situación con tu traficante, más o menos?
She says she was trafficked for 2 years. She would call the police, but her trafficker would explain away her complaints and say she was off her meds. She says it would enrage her to watch the cops take off every time. She struggled with anxiety and depression, she says, and couldn't get the medications she needed.
¿Cómo te afectó el retraso en obtener tu medicina?
She said she tried to kill herself a few times. She didn't know that what was happening to her was illegal or that she had a way out.
Tú no supiste que era algo mal que te estaba pasando a ti. Entonces, ¿cómo te diste cuenta?
When one of her suicide attempts landed her in the hospital, doctors explained the gravity of the abuse. She's been in recovery for a month now, and she credits local shelters with helping her hide from her trafficker. That's where she met Daniela Romo, who runs two safe houses for survivors, one in Mexico and another in Albuquerque. Romo says human trafficking wasn't illegal here until 2008.
There was no housing for victims of human trafficking back then. There was no real services back then, specifically for human trafficked victims.
People who are convicted of trafficking children under 13 can face up to 18 years in prison. But Romo says people who traffic adults face only 3 years max, which isn't enough.
Our victim, you know, has barely started to get their life together. They're getting through their trauma. They're getting on their feet. They feel safer. And then all of a sudden, the trafficker is back out.
In New Mexico, there are 13 beds for adult survivors, but 3 will be lost this summer for lack of funding. State lawmakers approved $145,000 this year to help survivors get back on their feet. Lawmakers also created a task force to figure out what else New Mexico needs to do. For Romo, the list is long.
The counseling, the therapy, the housing, the case management, it's like we all do just portions of it because of funding.
The survivor I spoke to had a message for people who are being trafficked right now. Don't be afraid to get help, because when you finally find freedom, you'll wish you had done it much earlier.
¿Qué ha sido lo más difícil en tu recuperación?
The hardest part of her recovery, she said, has been getting her trafficker out of her head. She still has nightmares about him finding her. But she has overcome much of her trauma, and she recently moved into her own apartment. It's the first real home she's had in years. For KUNM, I'm May Ortega.
Go to KUNM.org for details on resources for survivors. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Con Alma Health Foundation, and the McCune Charitable Foundation. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Trujillo.